Hey, before we get started today, I wanted to remind you, we have a weekly newsletter that you can go sign up for today. Go to DeniseKeilitz, spelled with an A, .com, and sign up there. And what it is I send out a newsletter every Friday. It talks about hair-related stuff, my favorite style of the week, a weekly nugget to get your weekend started off on a bright note. Just join our community. I would love to see you there. Welcome to All About Hair, the go-to podcast for stylists, salon owners, and anyone passionate about hairstyling. Whether you're a seasoned stylist refining your skills or a curious listener looking to enhance your hair knowledge, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Denise Keilitz, a former stylist and salon owner with 4 award-winning salons under my belt. With over 30 years of experience, I've dedicated myself to helping stylists excel in foundational haircutting, color theory, client communication, and more, enabling them to build 6-figure careers they can be proud of. My mission is to uplift our industry by sharing valuable insights gathered along my journey. Get ready for enlightening discussions, captivating interviews, and practical advice on marketing, sales, and technical skills. This is the podcast All About Hair. Hey there. Ever heard the saying, you are what you eat? Well, when it comes to your hair and your overall health, it's spot on. Just like your body needs good nutrition to thrive, your hair craves it too. If you've been dealing with issues like damaged hair, hair loss, or flaky scalp, it might be time to take a look at what you're putting into your body. Believe me, what's going on inside seriously affects what's happening on the outside. And I'm not just talking about your hair. But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. But making sure you're getting the right nutrients like vitamin A, omega-3 fatty acids, and biotin through balanced diet can give your hair the love it deserves. And hey, I'm not saying you need to rush out and stock up on supplements. They're not all created equal after all. But focusing on fresh, whole foods can work wonders for both your hair and your overall well-being. Your body and your hair will thank you later. Well, let's talk about the top 10 superfoods that can help you achieve your healthiest hair. Number 1. Salmon, one of my favorite foods. I don't know about you. This is packed with omega-3 fatty acids, and salmon is like a superfood for your hair. It nourishes your hair follicles, and it keeps your scalp in tip-top shape. Also, you can have salmon, like salmon salad, salmon on bagels with cream cheese, or you can actually, you know, bake your salmon, fry it in a pan, however you get it. You can even get it in envelopes or cans, and that's fine too. Just try it in all kinds of ways because you do really need the omega-3 fatty acids. Especially if you're suffering from dry scalp, it really does help. If you feel like you're not eating enough salmon, then go grab yourself some omega-3 fatty acids in a supplement, but you don't have to do that if you're getting salmon. Okay, number 2, spinach. Spinach is easy to sneak into your diet. Okay, this leafy green is a powerhouse of iron, vitamin A and C, and folate. You can sneak this into a smoothie. You don't even taste it, so don't worry about it. You can sneak it into sandwiches instead of using iceberg lettuce that really doesn't have much nutritional value. You can put it into lasagna or pizza, or I like to steam chicken breasts. Not steam them, but, you know, on the oven. And then with some onions and garlic, things like that. And then I will, at the very end, throw in spinach. And it wilts over it. And it's just really nice. And it works. So, okay. Number 3, sweet potatoes. Ooh, I love sweet potatoes. Sweet potato French fries. These are loaded with beta carotene. And they're your go-to for maintaining that you know, the healthy scalp glow, and because they convert vitamin A. So how can you get more sweet potatoes? Well, if you're eating regular baked potatoes, just swap a sweet potato. Or you can bake them. You can fry them. You can make sweet potato hash with corned beef. You can make sweet potato French fries, like I said. Wonderful. Really good stuff. All right, number 4, eggs. You know, eggs are so great. This is just like a breakfast staple. You can boil them, fry them, poach them, scramble them, however you want.
you know, eat a couple of eggs a day. They are full of protein, biotin, and other essential nutrients that promote strong, healthy hair growth. So don't be afraid of eating your eggs. And yeah, you could probably throw them in your smoothie too, but I don't do that. Number 5, avocado. Who doesn't love avocado? Avocado toast? We use avocados on everything, sandwiches. We even do frozen avocado in our smoothies. These avocados, they're just a rich source of vitamin E and C. So they help to fight off oxidative stress and they boost collagen production. So healthy hair, healthy skin, all that good stuff. Number 6, nuts and seeds. Keep nuts around for snacking. Not only do they fill you up because of the protein, but they also have omega-3 fatty acids. They have zinc and they have vitamin E. All of this supports your hair health. And it also helps to keep your hair from shedding. And if you're like me, you don't want to lose any of your hair. Right? My hair is fine enough, thin enough. Number 7, Greek yogurt. Now this, you want to get the one that's not flavored because the flavored Greek yogurts are full of sugar. Just get plain Greek yogurt and then add your berries and your nuts to your Greek yogurt. And then if it's not sweet enough, you can always put stevia or something healthier than high fructose corn syrup. But anyway, back to the Greek yogurt. It's full of high protein and it's a must have for maintaining your hair structure. It's got vitamin B5 and it keeps your hair looking shiny. Number 8, berries. Now the best, I shouldn't say that, I'm not a doctor, but what I tend to eat are strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, okay? But any kind of berries. These are bursting with antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. And they're not only delicious, but they promote overall health. They're one of those superfoods. Blueberries are for indeed, but this includes your hair too. You can hide them in smoothies. You can put them in yogurt. You can put them on salads. Sneak them in. Put them on cereal if you're having cereal in the morning. Okay, lean poultry. Now, if you're a vegan, you might have to dismiss this one. But lean poultry, what I mean is like skinless poultry, chicken breasts, however you want to cook it. It healthy dose of protein and iron, and that's what's essential for keeping your hair strong and vibrant. And then our last but not least, oysters. Don't forget about oysters. I know, right? You didn't think that was on the list. Oysters are rich in zinc, and that is a mineral that supports hair growth and helps prevent hair loss. So, hey, whatever you think oysters are for, they're also for healthy hair, right? Anyway, I hope this list gets you thinking. Get you going down a different grocery aisle. And, you know, I would probably give it a good 3 months of eating healthier like this before you see the results.
You see, keeping your hair healthy doesn't have to be complicated. It's as easy as enjoying a balanced diet packed with nutrient-rich foods. Just dive into the delicious options we've mentioned and get ready to see your hair healthier than ever before. Thanks so much for watching, and remember to like and subscribe and share with your hair-loving friends. And always remember, when you know better, you do better.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of All About Hair. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on future episodes and to continue your journey with us. If you have any questions, feedback, or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out. You can find us on Instagram or our website at denisekeilitz.com. Until next time, remember, when you know better, you do better.